for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and welcome to our worship service. Announcements. This is the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in Advent. There may be an error in your bulletin if it says we have a Advent service and meal Wednesday. We do not have an Advent service and meal. We will have our midweek service, or normally 6:30 midweek service, but there's no meal. But next Wednesday is the first meal and service. And allow me, especially for those listening on the radio, to announce our hymns for today. We're following Divine Service Setting 3, beginning on page 184, our opening hymn 741, Jesus Christ, My Sure Defense. Sermon hymn 532, The Head That Once Was Crowned with Thorns. Distribution hymns 564, Christ Sits at God's Right Hand. 547, The Lamb. 516, Wake Awake, For Night Is Flying. The closing hymn 837, Lift High the Cross. And allow me to read the stewardship thought for today that coincides with the gospel verse of Matthew 25:4. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? With this parable, Jesus once again emphasizes that our good works come from who we are, not the other way around. Sheep do sheep works and goats do goat works. So first things first, if we want to live more faithfully, let us come to Jesus, receive his gifts, and ask him to increase our faith, as you have done today. We're also going to have a commemoration of the faithful departed, Phyllis Pangborn and Audrey Callbrier. So we'll have a prayer after the sermon. The sermon, by the way, is a sermon primarily prepared by Reverend Dr. Gerhard Bodie, a seminary professor in St. Louis. And I think that's enough announcements for you. So let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We take a moment of silence to reflect on God's word and to consider our own selves. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, the poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to your insert to sing together the introit.
Glory be to God on high, and on earth
praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Eternal God, merciful Father, you have appointed your Son as judge of the living and the dead. Enable us to wait for the day of his return with our eyes fixed on the kingdom prepared for your own from the foundation of the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Testament reading for this last Sunday of the church year is from Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is coming, when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they will feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to our insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ, then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdoms to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he has accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him, who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord." Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for the hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The concentration camp at Dachau was liberated on a Sunday in April 1945. 1 week later, Greek and Serbian Orthodox prisoners celebrated Easter in the camp barracks. Priests wore makeshift vestments over their blue and white striped prison uniforms. They sang the liturgy, read the scriptures, and even recited a sermon by St. John Chrysostom, all without text, all from memory. During those long years of suffering and anguish, these prisoners had never forgotten Christ's resurrection victory over death and over everything, even setting them free from their own death. And whatever might have happened during those times there, they always believed that Easter meant something more than, and was still coming even for them. Today, there is a Russian Orthodox chapel at Dachau, and it houses an icon of the resurrected Christ leading the prisoners out of the prison camp. Every Sunday is a celebration of Easter, of Christ's glorious victory over sin and death for us. And today, it's the last Sunday of the church year. It's especially so because the last Sunday, pointing us to the last day, it shows us where Easter is headed. And what do I mean by where is Easter headed? Well, Easter brought forth the first fruits, Jesus raised to life again. Christ indeed has been raised from the dead, and Christ Jesus, he died on the cross, but his resurrection is a fact, an accomplished fact. This is great good news. We need never doubt this. But where is it headed? Christ as the first fruits. In the Old Testament, Israel offered the first gathering of wheat as a sacrifice to God. And still they knew that an entire harvest was yet to come. The first fruits were just the first of many fruits. And in the same way, Jesus' resurrection will inevitably lead to the resurrection of all flesh. Christ was raised from death as a promise that all who have fallen asleep will still be raised to life again. That's the last day, Judgment Day, the focus of this last Sunday of the church year. You heard it in our gospel. All people, everybody who has ever lived, will be gathered before Christ, the judge. Bodies raised, reunited with their souls, the resurrection of all the flesh. What a day this will be for those, as Paul says, who belong to Christ. Christ walked in the way of humans. He lived life as one of us, even to death. This was, as is, God's plan. Death came when Adam and Eve sinned, and in his wisdom, God sent his Son in human flesh and blood to go overcome sin and sin's death by Christ's death on the cross. In baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in God's word proclaimed to us, Jesus' cross has been given to us. We've been made to belong to Christ. Christ's resurrection is the beginning then, giving certain hope of eternal life with him to all who believe in him. And where is this headed? Our resurrections to life will mean that death, all its allies, are destroyed under the feet of Jesus. If death cannot hold us, as it couldn't hold Christ, well, nothing can. On that last day, all the enemies will be defeated. Christ has defeated sin. Christ has defeated sin's grip over us. He has defeated the devil, all the demonic forces. They have no power over us. Christ has destroyed every other evil force in the world, every force that opposes him. He has not simply brought them under control, but has completely, thoroughly vanquished them, that we have nothing to fear. This, though, is why far too many will be raised on the last day only to hear the judgment, depart from me to the eternal fire prepared for those enemies of mine. For you did not belong to me by faith. You present yourself here today on the basis of your deeds in life, but you have nothing to show. You stand condemned in your sin. But for us who belong to Christ, the last enemy will now be defeated, death. Death is the last fruits of sin. Christ, the first fruits of life, changes the end of the story. Well, is that where this is headed? Almost. Finally, even Christ will be subjected to the Father. For Christ, the mission will be accomplished. Every need of God's people in the fallen world met. Every enemy, the universe conquered. Christ will lay it all at the Father's feet. Then all things will once again be as they were in the beginning. God will be all in all. Will we need any food or clothing or shelter? No, we will have God. Will we need love, comfort, and relationships? No, we will have God. Will we need protection and deliverance? No, we'll have God with all those good things that he is. Then comes the end. Then comes the end when Christ delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. This then is the end, when Christ delivers the kingdom to God the Father. This is where Easter has been headed. Our faith is in the one who rose again for us. He's the first fruits of all those who have fallen asleep. and we follow him. Christ's victory over death gives us certain hope in our own resurrection and our eternal life with God. On this last Sunday of the church year, a blessed fulfillment of Easter to you. Amen. Now I ask you to stand as we remember the faithful departed. In joyful expectation of the resurrection to life eternal, we remember before the Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in faith and all those who are in our hearts and minds this day. We especially remember today Phyllis Pangborn and Audrey Kalbreyer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the offertory. Lord God, you gather your people from all nations and bring them into your one holy Christian and apostolic flock. Strengthen them by your grace, that they may gladly feast upon your riches and your means of grace and declare your praises to all who will hear. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Almighty God, you judge between your sheep and you shepherd your people with your holy word. Encourage your pastors through their faithful service, continue to seek the lost, bring back the strayed, bind up the injured, and strengthen the weak. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have subjected all things under your Son, who gladly subjects himself to you. Bless the homes of your people, that parents may train and catechize their children with wisdom and love, and that children may gladly submit and honor their father and mother. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord of Lords, you sustain every rule, authority, and power as you see fit, until this world's powers should pass away. Bless all in civil authority, that they would not provoke your wrath, but maintain order and justice for the peace of your people. Lord, in your mercy. Father in heaven, we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Until now, we contend with a multitude of afflictions under the curse of sin. Remember those in need of help and healing, including Mary Jo, Peter, Lynn, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Louis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Diane, Ruth, Kathy, Lacey, Joyce, Haley, Marlene, Arlene, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, Lynn, and Jim. Preserve them, deliver them from their transgressions, and hold not your peace at their tears. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace, as death came by a man, so your Son has come, the resurrection of the dead. Endow your people with penitent hearts at your table, that they would receive in your risen Son's body and blood a foretaste of the eternal feast to come. Lord, in your mercy. God of life, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. We give thanks to you for those you have gathered into your kingdom and who are asleep in him. Strengthen our conviction that death is defeated as we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you have prepared your kingdom for us from the foundation of the world. Preserve us in faith and love throughout our days, that we may care for your servants and our neighbors with compassion and joy, looking forward to that day when the Son of Man comes in his glory, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the preface in the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh, and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death.
Strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord.
Bless you and grant you a saving faith. Olivia, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith in Him. Iris, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Zoe, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Zoe, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness.
of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you.
through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his...
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.